Science-based solutions for your growing needs.
You have attuned to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and foster homes everywhere. Streaming on the web at khum.com. Now, I've started this new thing called Not For Kids Only. It is where I'm going to be talking with representatives from local service organizations that have programs that aim to help out the children in our community. And this year, focusing on CASA, it is, the foster system, actually, the foster system, because it is Humble CASA's 25th anniversary, which is definitely, definitely really rad. And today I have an interview. We ended up actually talking on Tuesday, but I'll have Christine on the phone to answer any of your questions afterwards. So make sure to think of something and then call on in, or you can also email as well. Our email is always khum@studio.com studio@khum.com rather, or you can call 786-KHUM. That is 786-5486. And Christine Cheney has been an advocate for CASA for just about 2 years. Just over a year. Why did I say 2 years? I don't know. But yeah, here it is. Christine, you've been an advocate for a little bit over a year. How did you find out about CASA?
Well, I've always known about CASA. It was just a matter of getting to a point in my life where I could spend the time devoting time to it and helping kids that, you know, don't have the housing and the availability of things to them that a child who's not in the foster care system does. So it's just my way of giving back after all these years of taking and working and doing my thing. Now that I've got that time, I can do these things.
That's really nice that you decided to do that. I'm sure that you advocate for two children. I'm sure that both of them really appreciate that.
Yeah, I have an older one, a teenager, and a younger one, and they're very different from each other, but you can tell as soon as I see them that they're excited to see me and know that there's somebody there for them no matter what, and I don't judge them or the decisions that they are making or what they're going through, and it's just a safe time for them to be with me, and we go do things, and I've really built some strong relationships through it, not only with the children, but the people at CASA and the people at Department of Health and Human Services and the court system. And so it really allows me to be the best advocate I can for the girls.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. And a lot of the advocates, they're one of the only consistents in a lot of children's life. I found from learning more and more about CASA and the foster care system, because a lot of children are sometimes placed in guardianships and then have to be moved around.
Yeah, and one of mine has been through that herself. She was in a guardianship for 9 years, and the guardians decided that they didn't want her any longer. And so she's back in the system, back in another foster care home, and in fact out of the county now, because there's such a need for fostering parents here locally that she had to be moved out of town. So I go and see her out of the county once a month, and she knows that I'm the consistent person in her life and have been for over a year now.
That must be very comforting for her to have you as a consistent person.
I'm hoping that it is. We have a great relationship, and she calls me, and we talk all the time. And so when I do get to see her, we have a lot of fun together, and we have a lot of hard discussions, and a lot of tears, and a lot of happy times, and some not so happy times that we talk about. But she always knows that I'm just a phone call away, or when I come see her, that she can open up to me, and that her whatever she tells me is safe with me, and I think I learn as much about myself as a person through all of this as she does.
So it's mutually rewarding.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
There aren't enough advocates, and that's why you decided to take on a second?
Yes, because there's, you know, there's so many children in need, and if I can take two on to help alleviate some of that, I will, but it isn't the ideal situation. Usually, it's one-on-one, and you just have that one, but because there was a calling for another girl that I went ahead and take, I went ahead and took her, and so that's only been short term so far, but we're proceeding.
Well, I commend you for taking on two. That is amazing, and I'm glad that you were able to step up. I hope a lot of other people, you know, that have just what is it, a few hours a week?
Approximately 3 hours a week. That's just the time we spend with the kids, and there's other aspects of it, you know, documentation and courtroom stuff. So I think overall, on average, you probably spend about 4 to 5 hours a week, but it's very rewarding to see the looks on those kids' faces when they know someone's going to go into that courtroom with their best interest in mind and what they really want to see happen. Get explained to all the parties involved.
What do you all do on outings?
Wow, that's a loaded question. We do all kinds of things. We go to the movies, we go out to eat dinner, we go have coffee, we go on walks. We volunteered at one of the animal shelters on a regular basis. Before she was moved out of county, we did that religiously every week. We do a lot of discussing her future and what's important to her and where she sees herself down the road, and how she can traverse through the system more easily rather than fighting it. We come here to the CASA office and do activities here. We bake. Anything that she wants to do that's reasonable, and sometimes it's what I want to do that's reasonable and she's going to enjoy. Boy, I can't even begin to tell you the things we've done together. I know her quite well through, you know, 3 hours a week may not seem like a lot, but it really is when you're consistently doing that with somebody. And you know, you start to run out of things to do, so you get more creative and do things over again. And so it's been a lot of things. We're actually going snow skiing this next weekend. That's a little over and above what a normal kid would get to do, I think, in this situation. But it's something I enjoy doing, and she would like to go. So
that's really neat. What is snow skiing?
Snow skiing?
Oh, like regular skiing? Okay. Well, I've never heard anyone call it just snow skiing. That's like really weird.
It's water skiing.
I guess so.
Delineate the two.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. So you get to do like lots of other fun things while you get to know your child.
Yeah, it's not unconsciously she's probably telling me things that she doesn't even know she's telling me, that I'm able to connect with her, and she feels very comfortable with me, and that's just all been done through spending time with her. It doesn't really even matter what we do sometimes. We can just be driving around in the car and have a cup of coffee and talking, and she's fine with that too. Just having that relationship is something she has come to depend on.
How long did you get to hang out with her before you had to start going to the court cases with her?
I think it was just at 6 months, which is, I think there's usually some court proceeding every 6 months. So I spent every week with her for the first 6 months and developed a plan that going into the courtroom of what she wanted to see happen and what was reasonable. And it was very successful. She feels very empowered through me in the court system.
I can't imagine going into a court would be a very, very scary experience. But for a child, that's even worse.
Yeah, she does very well in the court setting. She's built up her self-confidence with that through letter writing to the judge, which has helped her immensely. And he listens. He listens to her, and he respects what she has to say, and he respects what I have to say as a CASA and what my recommendations are. And she feels very empowered by that, which is important for children, especially at her age, to be able to voice what she wants in her life.
If you would like more information about CASA, make sure you check out HumboldtCASA.org. You can get information there, for instance, on the next training, becoming an advocate, and much more. Right now I have Christine on the phone. Hi, Christine.
Hi there.
Hi. Does anyone have any questions? Call in 786-KHUM. That is 786-5486. Or you can also email studio@khum.com if you have any questions for Christine. If nobody has any right now at this time, you can also call me later, or if you want to not take them on the air, you can call me later or also email studio@khum.com. Well, Christine, thank you for calling, and thanks for sitting down
welcome.
With me on
anything
Tuesday.
Anything I can do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Do you have anything to add to the interview at all?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of ground, and just would like to encourage people to pick up the phone and reach out to CASA. Find out about the next training and what it entails, and make that choice in their life to better someone else's. It's very rewarding, as I said, and I can't say enough about the organization.
And something that you said on Tuesday stuck with me. And you said, whenever I mentioned that there's always just so much going on, like, And you're like, well, yes, but this is something that you end up making time for.
So. Yeah, I actually told somebody just the other day, I said, if you don't make the effort now, you'll put it off longer and longer and longer. And next thing you know, it's 20 years and you still haven't done what you thought you could do years ago. So just make that phone call today. Reach out today and see what it's going to take to at least get some training under your belt and find out what it involves.
Yes, and by going and volunteering with CASA, it helped you end up finding your next calling in life too, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, social work and stuff. All right, thank you so much, Christine. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, go to HumboldtCASA.org for more information. We're going to take a short break and then get back into things with some Alabama Shakes up next.
Redwood Curtain Theater and K-Hum Radio Without the Rules present Zounds, Episode 9, The Farce Awakens. A live radio